Hi, and welcome to another one of our little podcasts. I apologize for the delays in getting another episode out, but life unfortunately seems to be dragging me in 50 million directions. As a result, I'm here to kind of let you know that from now on out, I'm probably and most likely going to limit my podcast to Sundays for a reflection on that week's readings, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. There'll be four podcasts a week, and maybe once or twice a month add a Saturday podcast as kind of an additional thing to highlight what's going on with me and books that I've written, and try to plug a little bit of that as we go forward. And a lot of that is just restructuring, is simply getting about 4 hours worth of me doing this every week so I can fit it in around the two jobs that I have to make ends meet, and also to get some writing done, because I have been working on my own translation of the Bible that I'm trying to get completely done by the end of the year. I do have a fourth book on the rosary that I am working on. Also, I have a look at the Book of Esther, which talks about understanding God's plans and designs for us in today's society, as well as a couple other projects that I am trying to put together and get done. And most of this stuff will probably be around the first of next year that they'll actually start dropping, like the Mary book and stuff like that. But the biggest thing is that I'm trying to get done is my personal translation of the Bible, which will be called the Teshuvat Catholic Bible. And right now I've got a lot of the Deuter canon, because it's the Greek Septuagint form that comes into that, as well as not so much all, but most of the New Testament done up. I may, next month or month down the road, once I've gone through the edit stage with that, pretty much redone that out. One of the thoughts that I have with this is going back into the five other books that I have written and really reconsidering them, to the point of changing out the American Standard Version that's being used in them with the Bible verses that I'm translating right now, so that it has the Teshuvat Bible as the basis for it. And then all of my future books will, when they quote the Bible, quote from the Teshuvat translation. The Teshuvat translation that I am coming up with is a mixture of the Septuagint and the Masoretic text, as far as the Old Testament goes, with consultation of the Latin Vulgate to help figure out what the church has always accepted as being verses, if you will, of those, or portions of verses, because we know that in the Masoretic text, in Genesis chapter 3, there is a declaration in there about Cain and Abel talking before they go out in the field that's not shown in the Septuagint, that's not shown in the Masoretic text. Plus, there is, if you've ever read any form of the Septuagint, you'll find that there are certain verses that are translated a little bit differently. One of the verses that are translated differently, which shows the understanding of the Jewish culture by Jesus' day, is the Isaiah verse that talks about the young woman. In the Septuagint, it refers to her as being a virgin, and that's where the gospel writer gets the understanding of the young woman being a virgin, and going with that understanding of the translation. And it shows how the ancient society did it. Not merely that we say young woman in the sense of it just being a little girl, but being a young woman in a sense of being a virgin. Because in those days, sexual promiscuity was not like it is today. So we can't read our own looseness into the text and think that that's how it was to be understood, because it's not. So it's getting this stuff all together and knowing it. That's very important. So I'm working through that, trying to get everything polished. I'm also repolishing some of the books that are already published, because I kind of noticed when I was going through different ones, most specifically the Stations of the Cross devotional, that there were some mistakes that were left unedited in the final copy. Some of that has to do with the simple fact that the spell checker didn't flag something as being wrong that was wrong, because there's a couple parts in it where I'm trying to say on and it shows in, and I think just even with my 15 edits of that, trying to read through, see what it is, a lot of it got messed and needs to be re-edited. So that's also taking some of my time away from this podcast, which is the main reason why today I'm announcing that going forward, we're going to have a podcast on Sundays, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and every now and then, probably every 2 weeks, or at least once a month, have a Saturday podcast to add in something else. With the going forward, we're not going to highlight the apostles and such like we did in the last year, mostly because it would take too much time, plus trying to add in another 3 days worth of work every week is definitely taxing to me with all that I have on my plate. So hopefully you'll understand that. You won't turn away from this podcast, but you will understand that we are still here, just maybe not as much as we have been trying to be. And if things move forward the way I hope, maybe by Christmas or next year, we'll be able to restart up an everyday podcast and continue to move forward that way. Maybe even by then, I'll have video feeds and be a little bit more with a professional setup so that you can hear things in a more professional setting instead of just me talking to you over a microphone like, you know, we would be talking on the phone. I do like the setup as we have it, because it does give me a chance to just talk to you and see how things are and kind of move forward that direction. But this is kind of the update. That's really all I'm trying to do today, is update you on the plans for what this podcast is, especially because the maintaining of this podcast is done specifically out of my own funds. I'm the one paying for the bandwidth, being able to put it up on the various sites that are out there, like iTunes and Spotify as episodes, and just getting it out, especially because right now, the way Podbeam has it set it up, which is the home account, it does not allow me to accept offerings, if you will, to keep this going. So we're going to work around that, figure out how to do it. There may be some plans down the road as far as finding a way to make this pay for itself. But right now, the biggest way in which you can help support me be able to keep the lights on, so to speak, is to promote every episode that does come out. That way other people can hear them, put them on your Twitter, Facebook, whatever, Spotify, you know, say, love this thing, really got to hear this, keep this thing going. And also promote my books. I have 5 books on Amazon that are available for Kindle, paperback, and also in Audible format. I have some wonderful people that did the Audible version of it, and they have actually done the edits that I've neglected and haven't gotten done, because they are a lot smarter than I am. And in talking with one of them, I was like, why didn't you tell me? It's like, well, you know, one of those things. But end result is, got some real great people that have them out there, so you'll be able to really hear how they are There are some edits that have happened since they were put out there, and you can see the difference between one version of the book and the current version just by checking out the Audible form. Learning to Pray with the Rosary is an example of one, because that one I started out with it having the entire rosary in there. Later on, I just separated it out into the rosary devotional, and that became the birth of that second book. Mary's Garden was the third book, and if everything continues to go proper, I would like and hope at this point in time that by the Feast of the Immaculate Conception in December, on December 8th, I'm able to release the fourth and final book of this series, which will be called Digesting the Mysteries, which goes into reflecting upon each one of the mysteries more in detail, and especially taking up the scriptural points that are pointed out in them. I'm not sure if I'll have my Bible translation complete by that time to be able to swap out all those verses. I'm kind of hoping I can on some level. That way you can really have that, plus do the edit on the other five and get them done. And then by February or March of next year, I would like to have the Esther series done, which is entitled For Such a Time as This. And those are kind of the big three projects that are coming down the pike as far as books go. And that's one of the big reasons, outside of the fact that I am working a full-time 40-hour-a-week job to make sure that I can pay the bills regularly and keep the lights on, and also have insurance, which is very important for a lot of people would know. And also, I have a second job that I do, which is basically an Uber driving for the Lyft Corporation, not Uber, but people understand it when you say Uber. And that's just merely for the extra money, making sure that I have what I need to be able to do podcasts like this and also eat, because it's sometimes you're paycheck to paycheck too much, and you have a bad week, like I had a couple times back in September and early August, where things really went awry, and it really got hard. But thank God he has not left me alone. I've had some great support and help, and certain people are definitely always going to be in my prayers. We'll just leave it there. But as kind of a wrap up to this update message today, I just want to let you know that going forward, starting this Friday, which consequently is my birthday, happy birthday to Doug. I know you're just all excited it's my birthday again. We will be starting the new format. So don't expect nothing tomorrow. Expect it on Friday, then a Sunday and Monday version, then Wednesday, Friday, and it'll go basically Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday from now on out. I'm also debating, because there's more people that listen to the podcast around 11, 12 o'clock, to have the podcast drop a little bit later in the day so that it's more fresher for all of you. I'm not sure. Some of are actually doing it in the afternoon more, and just making it available so that when it does drop out there, that since people are more listening to it in the afternoon, that that would be closer to their time instead of being something that drops in the morning and you listen to it sometime later in the day. But those are things from a marketing standpoint that are going forward, because I am trying to get to a point of having at least 10,000 downloads every podcast. And one of the thoughts that I'm kind of having with that is running a contest for that 10,000 that may continue to be ongoing, but looking into how to do that to where if there's enough people doing the downloads, or there's enough people supporting, if I go to the upper echelons of how to do this, that there be a contest to where you can get like an Amazon gift card worth so much. That way we're throwing back to you and allowing you to be a part of some of the success here while certain bills are being paid for. But that's neither here nor there at this point. Just know, going forward, starting this Friday, we're going to be doing podcasts 4 days a week, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday will be when they will be dropping. And we're going to get this started on my birthday, which is this Friday, September the 27th. I know, I'm just throwing that out there one more time because I'm a crazy kid. I don't hate birthdays because really birthdays are a good thing. As one guy pointed out, studies have shown that people who have more birthdays live longer. So there you go. Birthdays really are a good thing. So if you're 100, you've proven you are really living longer and birthdays are a good thing. So going forward, that's the way we're going to do this. I hope I haven't rambled too much today, but I did want to give you an update, especially in lieu of everything that's going on. Maybe on the Saturday broadcast, I'll let you know how far I've gotten through each one of the translations. Maybe by the end of October, I will have decided that I want to do at least a New Testament, get that out. That way you start seeing parts of that Bible and work toward that. And hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have all parts because I am working through it. Kind of an interesting note for the Bible. I'm not following the traditional Catholic version of how the books fit together. I'm following more the Hebrew Tanakh form, where you have Torah, prophets, and then writings, which moves a couple of the books around, like Isaiah and Jeremiah come before Psalms and Job, and books like Esther and Daniel fall more toward the back of the book, back of the Bible, where the last book of the Hebrew version is the book of Chronicles instead of Malachi. So you'll have 2 Chronicles, and then you'll go into the Deuterocanon, which are the books that the Catholic Church believes is part of the Old Testament, even though it's not accepted by the Jews and Protestants as a result, because for some reason they would rather have the opinion of men from Jerusalem and Japheth in the 100 ADs after they've rejected Jesus to have authority over what books really are in the Bible, instead of listening to God's chosen apostles and their successors as found in the Church of Rome, who declared that, say, Maccabees, Judith, Tobit, Baruch, the letter of Jeremiah, the additions to Esther and Daniel and so forth are all scriptural as well. And because of that, you know, they kind of go off on their own tangent. But just letting you know, going forward, the podcast will be dropping on Sundays, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That way it's a more regular schedule, something that I can work at. 2 hours worth of material should be available at that time, which means about 4 to 5 hours worth of me working on it each week, which is a lot easier than trying to do a full 8 to 10 hour reworking and getting stuff right that I have been attempting over the last couple weeks, and get things more to a point to where you get what the purpose of this podcast is, which is to really know God and really understand the Catholic faith so that you know what it really teaches instead of some fantasy that people are making up. And as a result, we're going to go forward this way, and hopefully it'll bless you and allow you to truly grow in your faith. So thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to us. I mean, we just celebrated a year not too long ago, and now we're looking forward to the next year. And as far as my work schedule goes, because I'm on a rotating schedule, this is going to be a plan that'll work to make sure that every week there's at least 4 podcasts available to you, so that you can grow in faith and know where things are. So thank you for your time, and hope you will join us for our very next episode, which will be Friday, September 27th. Your humble and yet still egotistical, yeah, I can admit to it, host of this podcast, this guy on the other side of the mic that's talking to you. So hope you enjoy it, and hope you will join me for the Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday podcast from here on out, at least until the end of the year, when hopefully I can start doing more things. Thank you, and have a great day, and see you Friday.